在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Good morning. Hope your Friday's off to a good start. I'm Reggie Yaki from our CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's what's happening now in the news. The U.S. government will take up to a 36% stake into one of the nation's largest banks, Citigroup. The struggling bank has already received $45 billion from the government to continue its operations. This effort will give Citigroup more money to operate without costing any additional taxpayer money.And new evidence that the recession is deepening. The government says the U.S. economy shrank by 6.2% in the last 3 months. That's the biggest decline in 26 years, and I should say the last 3 months of last year. The reason, Americans simply aren't spending. An exit strategy for the war in Iraq could be closer than we think. President Obama is going to discuss that strategy today in North Carolina, where he's going to address military troops and their families. According to two senior administration officials, Mr. Obama wants to pull out combat troops in Iraq by August of 2010. The plan also calls for 35 to 50,000 U.S. troops to stay behind in advisory roles.It is the end of an era in Denver as the Rocky Mountain News falls victim to the economy and the internet. The newspaper printed its final edition today. Owner E.W. Scripps Company says that the newspaper lost $16 million last year and the company could not find a buyer. Newspapers across the country are under pressure as readership and ad revenue and more people get their information online.Be sure to stick with us here at CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. Of course, we're going to have updates right here throughout the day.